have you seen what you've needed to see from your team heading into that first preseason?
Yeah, we got what we wanted out of the first 4 days. Enjoyed having an extra day of practice that you normally don't get. We for whatever reason, we always seem to be playing day three or four. So, yep, we've got them a little sore and a little stiff, and we got some good intensity out of them. So, I don't know how much light we have for our legs tomorrow night, but I'm not really overly concerned about that. We'll get a good pace.
You were talking about having circled some names, guys to watch going forward. Where are we at with, you know, the spots that you want us?
Right at the very, very beginning of all of it, right? So everybody's got through the 4 days. You learn not to get excited about a good practice from anyone. You probably open your eyes a little bit if you think a guy's not fitting in or he's struggling to be a part of the group. And now we're at the start, the exhibition games, and you're mindful that they're still just exhibition games. There's a whole nother gear to this. But you need to see all those players that are competing for the job. Somebody's got to excel in these games. Somebody's got to jump out.
Can you tell us about who's going to play tomorrow?
No, if you hang around, I'll have somebody give you the list. I don't care if it's out there. I've got to check with our medical guy, and I'll pull anybody out. So I've had those lists done for a while. We just pull anybody that's got any minor injury out and put the two teams. So we try to get both teams set by today, and we'll come tomorrow and practice, and somebody else will get banged up. And so we're just moving a lot of bodies around. It's going to be a while for me to get it to you. I don't mind anybody knowing who we're playing.
Coach, what are your youngest players, your draft picks, the kids, what do they have to do in your eyes to get into an exhibition game that you would put them in?
Oh, so... be close enough to the National Hockey League players that they can. You know, I want them to feel good about the game. I want them to not be overwhelmed. You're going to have draft picks that come in here, and all you want them to do is practice. Just get used to it. They're 2 or 3 or 4 years away. They're still good players. They're just not physically not there yet from a maturity point of view. Those first-year draft guys, you know, I mean, in the past, you always put your first rounder in the games, whether he's ready or not, because you get to count him as a vet. And I want those really young guys that aren't really knocking on the door just to get some experience with the pace and practice. And then there's going to be some players. So we're not, let's just talk about junior eligible players. Okay. We're talking about two guys, right, at that point. Okay. Ehlers and Lemieux are probably the two guys that are closest at that to get in. And we'll get them in some games and watch them.
What about other guys then? They're younger players, but okay, maybe have a year in the American League.
Right.
The guys that are sort of on the curve, but
right.
You
so
know where they are. What about those guys?
The first thing I'm looking for is for them to look different than they did last year at camp, and a few of them do. And I know that some of them have made good progress, but they're not starting with the Jets. But now you want to get on the coach's radar, mm-hmm, so that when you need that call up. You say, geez, that guy had a great camp. I got no problem with him coming up. And you also want to be a little bit more defined as a player. This is what I do for a living. This is what I'm going to offer you. So when you're looking for, a player that you're looking for either speed or a centerman, you have a better idea of the style of game that guy's going to bring. So that's what they're trying to do right now.
When do you expect him to start making some cuts and wait until after the game?
Would think, yeah, well, after these first two, somewhere, I want to get everybody tested. We're doing on our on-ice testing the day of the Edmonton games. Both Edmonton games will on-ice test. We're going to take the day in between off. So anybody that tests in the first game that isn't going to make it through, there won't be a lot. We want to take advantage of having our American League team here, and I don't mind running two practices a day. I mean, I may move the groups around and we get a little heavier veteranized in our groups as we go forward here, but may not be too many cuts. Maybe some young kids go back so they can start their junior seasons with their junior team, but there won't be too many too early.
Just maintenance for Andrew and Brian today?
Yeah, they're all, anybody's off. So there's nothing significant with anybody, but they're all, I don't want anything they've got getting worse.
What's the biggest thing that stood out about Ben Sherotsky last year?
Well, he's physically, you can look at him and he looks different. And his shoulders are a little wider and his waist a little smaller, and he looks very strong on the ice. You know, he got into that, we got into that scrimmage the other day with a veteran scrimmage, and he's not playing anymore like a guy who's trying to make sure he doesn't upset anybody on the ice. He's just playing, and he's finishing his check. So he looks a guy who could come back with the confidence that he's a National Hockey League defenseman.
Was he like that last year's camp, do you recall?
No, I do recall. But I don't recall specifically not liking him or liking his camp. I thought he was good. But he, for me, he didn't define what he does for a living. So I couldn't tell you, and I knew he wasn't going to be up the ice as an offensive guy, but I couldn't tell you specifically what he did well. And then that changed the day that he came up last year. He's physically strong along the walls. His reads are good. He's a good, hard man to play against. And we started to see last year he'd rush the puck a little. He'd get it up the ice and down the walls up the ice. So he's defined himself as a player. If you ask the coaching staff what game you expect out of him, we can tell you what we're expecting out of Ben. And he looks to me on the ice like a man who's got the confidence that he can play that game.
Were you asked about the Ehlers-Burmistra parole line?
Not yet.
Okay, well, that's why. What do you think? What do you like?
No, I don't think anything of it until tomorrow. And the plan is that those three would be in the lineup tomorrow. So this is the starting point. it's kind of a function of what I'm doing with some other lines to put three of them together. But there's not a shortage of skill on that line. There's a chance that it could look really good and work well. And if I can get them in the right rotation in a lineup, I have no problem with having a line come off the bench in the hole that they will with an awful lot of skill, not a lot of size. We don't all have to look the same. We've got to play the same game, but we don't have to look the same way doing it. So we'll see. If Little and Ladd were both healthy, I would tell you in about 3 or 4 days, both those lines are getting broken up and we're going to look at something else. So this is just something I wanted to see early in camp as the groups have gotten kind of more veteran when they're out there, they can all read the game and play the game and move the puck pretty well. So absolutely no idea whether it's going to work.
Right.
But I know what I'll see if I like and what I won't like about that line.
And the danger, of course, in a line like that is, it sounds funny, but too much skill, isn't it?
Right. So I don't know. I don't know. So, if on a pure definition, let's answer that question without talking about those three players. I'm not sure that's possible that you could ever have too much skill on a line, unless the puck never gets to the net. If there's 40 passes and we're just celebrating our skill on the ice and not trying to score, there's a problem. And if you're short some skill and some other, spread. Why wouldn't you just spread it around a little? And we may get to that.
Where's Brennan Lemieux's game at after Penticton and through these few days here?
Really interested in seeing him in an exhibition game. So I've got lots of time for the way he's played. So there, Brennan's a really good example of a player who has a defined game. I can tell you what he does. And I've seen it now for 4 days pretty consistently. I saw it in the going even back to the prospects camp here in the summer. I got my camp names all messed up, whatever that was, orientation camp, whatever it was, the summer camp. He's not far off a pro work level. Now, as he gets bigger and stronger, he's going to be able to work harder and do more, but his attitude is right on all the drills. He's doing it like a veteran guy, right? He's shooting to score. He's coming across the circles hard. So we'll see. I would just say I got lots of time for him.
What is it? What would you describe his game as then? What's his strength?
He's a power forward. He's got a good soul. There are grinding forwards, and then a power forward has to have some hands on him. The guy that's going to finish every check, there's going to be real hard to play against in that manner. He's big and strong enough. He's built heavy enough to compete for those pucks. But you have to have some hands to be a power forward. And he scored 41 in junior, and he's knocked things down out there. He's gotten it through. He's beaten some goaltenders. There's some hands there.
Has he got a shot to still make this team, or do you think he's going to be headed back to junior?
I think he's doing everything he can. How that sorts itself out in 2 or 3 weeks, we'll see. But I like him as a player. I like the guys that I can understand what they do. They don't all have to play like Blake Wheeler or Dustin Byfuglien. I just need to understand what it is they can do nightly. Those guys, you can fit them in.